Listener Nick wrote, NPR appears to me to be only interested in the Israeli point of view. It would not be a great loss if you cut your subscription to NPR News and save WHQR the $200,000 that is paid to them. I would double my subscriptions to WHQR if NPR got rid of their mainly Israeli-American and mostly biased perspective on the Middle East. I refuse to support their perspective. Listener Kristen from Arcata, California wrote to praise Saturday's Magnolia Fatback Hour. I'm listening on the public radio app from Northern California, and I love it. You're playing my record collection, plus some things I'd like in my record collection, like more Lowell George. Anyway, just wanted to let you know that there are people way out here on the West Coast listening to you. Rock on. Listener Rusty wrote, while I enjoy the NPR news programs in the mornings and evenings, plus Car Talk and Garrison Keillor doing whatever, it is classical music that draws me to WHQR, and sometimes it is a lack of classical music that sends me elsewhere. So please, less jazz and no rock. WHQR should be a haven from so-called bad music. Listener Judy wrote, my favorite shows are Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and This American Life. I also enjoy Morning Edition, All Things Considered, and Fresh Air. And I'm a big fan of The Political Junkie. That's on Wednesdays on Talk of the Nation. Also, when my husband and I wake up in the middle of the night, we love having the BBC to listen to. Listener Roy wrote, three cheers to Joe last week for complaining about the endless inane thank yous listeners are subjected to by your entire staff. In fact, the entire male staff likes to hear their voices entirely too much. One of them is obsessed with reminding us what time it is and the station call letters. Is there anyone out there today who doesn't know what station they're listening to or doesn't have access to the time of day from a cell phone, iPad, etc.? Does the FCC require more than one call letter announcement each 30 minutes? Thank goodness we now have other choices. The entire Friday comments segment is also annoying. In response to listener Roy, giving the time when possible and the station identifier more often is in line with best practices at most public radio stations and is official station policy, so please don't blame the announcers for that. Meredith Brooks from Brevard wrote, whenever we are at Wrightsville Beach, we listen and we love your programming. Thanks for also soliciting feedback from your members, something not all public radio stations do. Dr. Linda Seifert of UNCW wrote, I always enjoy reports by Michelle Bliss. I found her report on Melissa Warren particularly interesting and well done. I like how it threaded together elements of human interest on how Ms. Warren positively deals with dyslexia and on how she exemplifies excellence in teaching, along with illustrating how beneficial the Teaching Fellows Program has been to the teacher candidates it has supported and the students they now serve. And that's my cue to echo the sentiments of all of us here at WHQR, to say how much we will miss Michelle Bliss, whose last day at the station was yesterday. Michelle, who is a graduate of the UNCW Master's Program in Creative Writing, will be working with a literary agent on a book project. Rachel Lewis Hilburn will be our interim news director while we search for a permanent replacement. We wish Michelle all the best, and we look forward to having her as a guest on Prologue very soon. We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. For your questions and comments, likes and dislikes about any aspect of the station, you can send us feedback with an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.